I am really, really rubbish at gardening. Hands up if you've ever grown any veggies at home. Hands up if you've grown veggies at home. We're not going to do big call outs, but if you're here at the front for us, you can at least hear in a quiet voice, but just so I can hear. Tomatoes at home, Hannah?
Raspberries.
That's a good one. Raspberries. Well, often it's beans and peas. Yeah. Speak to Hannah about your fruit and vegetable growing needs. That's fine. We won't survey the room. It is harvest today. We're all ages together. And what a great passage to look at. We looked at it a couple of years or so ago, but not at harvest. But it's about seeds that grow into a harvest. Well, at least some of them do. This is a parable. It's a made-up story that teaches us something that's actually true about God and us in real life. It's a story Jesus told his disciples. Verses 1 to 9. Do you remember the sower? He goes out and sows his seed everywhere. He's a very generous sower. And remember, the seed falls on four different soils. We've got some pictures and headings on the screens. Some, verse 8, on good soil. Some of the seed lands on good soil. Verse 7. Some among thorny weeds. Verse 5, some on rocky ground. And verse 4, some fell by the road. Now you might think, why does the farmer throw seed on rocky ground and among thorny weeds? It'll never grow. But the farmer in Jesus' story throws seed everywhere. Why do that? What is Jesus saying to us? Well, what is the seed in the story a picture of? Well, Jesus tells us that in the bit where he explains the story in verses 13 to 30. Verse 14, the seed in this story is God's teaching. God's word to us about Jesus, about himself, about how God wants us to respond to him. The things God tells us here in the Bible. And the farmer spreads it everywhere. A very generous sower. That's the first thing to see. God is a very generous sower. God wants his word, this word in the Bible, the things the Bible says about Jesus, to go everywhere. God wants us to share it with anyone we can. Have you ever seen anyone planting seeds? Sometimes it's that sort of one seed at a time thing, like the poke. We look at people and we try and work out if they'll be interested in God's word. Maybe we think they might be, so we carefully drop a few bits in. Maybe we look at someone and think they won't be interested at all, so we don't say anything about Jesus. We save that for where we think people might be interested. But God wants us to share his word with everyone we meet. God wants us to talk about Jesus with anyone we can. As often as we can. We've been thinking in Acts about being chatterboxes for Jesus. Well, this is just that. God is a very generous sower, so we can be generous sowers too. The next thing we notice in the story is that different things happen when the seed lands on different soils. Now, we're going to need some audience participation here. It's not as painful as the actions in the song we've just done, though you all did them very well. Only if you want to, but again, this isn't just for the children, this is all ages together. It's only actions again, so stand if you're up for it, or stay in your seat whether you're up for it or not. Here we go. The next slide. Some seed, verse 4, falls by the road but gets eaten by the birds. Can we do this? Is an easy one. Flapping bird action. Some seed gets eaten, but there we go. That wasn't painful, was it? Okay, let's try another one. Some seed, verse 5, falls on rocky ground. It grows up fast, but then verse 6, the sun rose, the plants withered because they did not have deep roots. Can we do a withering action? Like a little withering. Even some of us going, look at that, some of us going down there. Well done, Anne, at the back. In another time and place, you could have been next to me doing the actions. Okay, some seed. Verse 7, falls among thorny weeds. It grows up, but so do the weeds, and they choke the good plants. They do not make grain, so they become useless. Now, here we go with a disclaimer. Can we do a choking action? On yourselves, hands gently, gently on necks, never on somebody else. Some of the seed grows up, but gets choked by the weeds. Finally, Some seed, verse 8, falls on good soil, it grows and makes a crop of grain. At last, some's grown. Let's smile, big wave, big smiles. Well done, you can sit down now if you'd like. Fantastic action. The same seed falls on different soils. Jesus explains what these are a picture of in verses 13 to 20. And the big point here, the second thing to see, is that different people have different reactions. The seed that falls on the road. Verse 15 tells us this is like someone who hears God's word. But as soon as they do, Satan comes and takes it away before it can do any good at all. So someone tells them about Jesus, or they read a Bible, or they come to church or Sunday club, but immediately they forget what they've heard. Someone asks them later, what was so-and-so saying? What were you reading? They say, I can't remember. Something about Jesus. I don't know. The next lot of seed, verses 16 to 17, that falls on rocky ground and withers when the sun comes, Jesus says, is like someone who hears God's word, and at first it looks like it's really made a difference. Life changes, but it never goes very deep. It never really changes them inside. So as soon as it gets hard following Jesus, as soon as someone at work or school or home starts to tease them for following Jesus, they stop. They no longer follow him. The third lot of seed that fell among the thorny weeds, verses 18 to 19, it also grows, but the weeds choke it and stop it producing any grain. So it ends up being useless too. Jesus says this is a picture of someone who hears God's word. Again, at first, it looks like they're doing okay. Things change, but then other stuff distracts them. Other things seem more important. Verse 19, worries, the love of money, and wanting all kinds of other things. Perhaps they start to think that the most important thing is being popular, having loads of friends. So they don't care about God and his word anymore, just what will make people like them. Or maybe wanting money becomes the most important thing, so they can have a nice house or nice holidays or just to feel safe. So they don't care about God and his word anymore, just what will get them the money they think they need. Perhaps they used to serve loads at church because they were really excited about God and what God says, wanting to serve others and see God's word spread. But now they've stopped because they're just too busy doing their job or other things. It's so sad when that happens because it means people that could have done all kinds of wonderful things for Jesus end up being useless for him instead. But there is one more kind of seed, the fourth lot, verse 20, which falls on good soil and grows and produces fruit. Jesus says this is like the people who hear God's word, accept it, believe it, live it, and do all kinds of wonderful things for Jesus. Growing as Christians, serving, giving time and energy and money, sharing the good news with others when they meet them too. When we sow God's word, when we chatterbox to others about Jesus or invite them somewhere they can hear about Jesus, Jesus says we will see all those different things happening. Some people, half an hour later, won't remember anything about what they heard. Some people, for a while maybe, will seem really interested in following Jesus. But as soon as life gets hard, as soon as someone's mean to them for following Jesus, they will stop too. Some of them, for a while maybe, will look like they're really interested too, but gradually other things will begin to matter more to them instead, the things they want. They won't come to church or read their Bible or want to talk about Jesus or serve at church anymore because they'll start to think other things matter more. Only some people will hear God's word, accept it deep down, live changed lives and keep following Jesus to the very end. Different people have different reactions. Different people respond to God's word in different ways. And Jesus warns us it might be this way. And I'm so glad Jesus warns us because it encourages me not to lose heart for those people I've chatterboxed to about Jesus who've reacted badly or who are just nowhere spiritually now. But of course, Jesus did say some seed will fall on good soil and would produce much fruit indeed. So finally, the last thing, what about you? What about me? What kind of soil are we? That's the last thing. How will you hear God's word? How will you hear God's word? As we hear God's word in church like now or in Sunday club where we can get back together and meet like that, or as you read it at home or somewhere else with others, how will you hear? Which of those four different soils will you be? Because there's one more thing Jesus says quickly as we finish now. Look how Jesus finishes the story in verse 9. Then Jesus said, "You people who hear me, listen." In other words, be careful how you hear. Be careful how you hear God's word. Don't just sit here and think, well, I don't really know what kind of soil I am. Oh, I wonder. Be careful how you hear. Be good soil, Jesus says. It makes you think, even in a church like ours, as God's word is sown, even right now, different people here now or watching at home will be reacting to these things in different ways. Some of us won't really be listening. For them, God's word is just being snatched away. Ask them about it over lunch and they'll barely remember a thing. Some of us will hear it, but life's hard. It is tough being a Christian, and we'd rather have it easy. They know what Jesus wants them to do, but we'd rather stay out of trouble, so they won't do what Jesus says. Some of us find many other things to fill our minds. We could spend a few minutes a day thinking about the Bible, but we could spend longer on the PS5 or Xbox or at the golf club. We could get to church or a small group each week, but it's easier to stay at home or to do a few hours work or have our own relaxed time instead. We could get stuck into inviting others to or serving at church, but we'd rather spend time fitting in with the world and doing the same sort of things as everybody else. Be careful, Jesus says. Don't let those people be you. If you've got the chance to hear God's word, make sure we hear it well. Work hard at understanding it. Think about the difference it should make in our lives, now and forever, and get on living it. God is a very generous sower. Different people have different reactions. How will you hear God's word this harvest time? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word to us, which teaches us about you and about the hope and help you offer us in Jesus. Thank you for the gift of new life when we trust in Jesus, as your spirit plants your word firmly in our hearts. We pray that wherever we are at before you this morning, we might hear your word and act on it. Help us trust Jesus more and more in every part of our lives. Help us be generous sowers of your word, for our good and your glory, that others might trust in Jesus too, that we might see your glory in our lives and in the lives of others. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.